اختون ایتون هم از بی اس بلشانا تورایا میقراتم یقره یومت ارپوش بشه و بطبخ زو عادی مقرطای آتورایا قرقزه والدخرانه دی یومت سهده خاکنشا جورا من قیومت ست آسه و بن عمان حدیره و بخواشا الارخت ایقارا طوطانوته ماریا قدانیل عمایر ات فیرفیلد فرانک کربونی و میقرطا دایلی هدمتت متوا فدرالایا و قیمتا ات کرسیا ات فاولا شارتها مشتعلانت زواع ديمقراطية أطرايا أمانو والسادة مقرول المملو وهم زملة بيشوخة ورمرامة إد وقت سهدة إد أمتا أطريتا بنيشة انطرت إيتوتا داها أمتا أخشبا خوبا مدنوخن قد مملت بريشيلن وتفقيات تويدالن كلو بتحاوي بلشانة إنجليسايا ونيشة إيلي قد آها تشرارا بايش منطية قا اس بي اس وقا كلو لشاني اتلنجاو قد برمي الخوشياتي ويطي بوت دوخياتي ات امتا اطوريتا قا خاميت ايتوتو.
Ladies and gentlemen, honored guests, today we gather to commemorate a Syrian martyr day, a day steeped in reflection, remembrance and resilience. We honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their faith, their identity, and their nation. Their stories echo in our hearts and remind us of the weight of our history and the strength of our community. The Assyrian people, one of the oldest civilizations in the world, have faced centuries of persecution, displacement, and violence for hundreds of years. From the Ottoman Empire, brutal action to the more recent atrocity committed against our people. We have witnessed pain that no community should endure. Yet, in the face of such trials, we have demonstrated incredible courage, tenacity, and faith. On this day, we remember the martyrs, father, mother, sons, and daughters, who stood firm in their beliefs and faced unimaginable horrors with unwavering strength. They are not just the victim of history. They are the pillars of our identity and the light of our future. Each name we honor represents a life, a dream, a family shattered yet resilient. As we gather today, let us also reflect on our responsibility. We owe it to our martyrs to ensure that their sacrifice were not in vain. We must advocate for justice, preserve our culture and heritage, and support those who continue to suffer the consequences of conflict and oppression. Our solidarity must extend beyond our own community. It should encompass the universal struggle for the human rights, dignity, and freedom. Let us embrace our shared history and take inspiration for those who fought bravely to keep our culture alive. We carry their legacy with us and strive to create a future where Assyrians and all people can live without fear, where diversity is celebrated and where very voice is heard. Together, let us lift our voices not just for mourn, but to celebrate life. We will continue to stand tall, holding fast our identity and our stories. As we honor martyrs today, we may also inspire future generations to cherish their roots and to advocate for a world where peace prevails over conflict.
That was Mr. Emmanuel Sada, the head of the Sydney Bureau of the Assyrian Democratic Movement, hosting this event. بخارتان مايرت فيرفيلد فرانك كربوني يولي المملو وعود للخبو خامة بل سهدوتة أطرائي وبل سهدوتة تمني ما جاناتي من غدا مديتا إطلنيتا بشيتة ألبا وأربمة وداخي مديتا بشتة ومطوقتا بعالدواوة إن خياني لا تسلملن وتمني ما مني ضيرة وويلن سهدة أدخم الضيلة.
But tonight we come together to commemorate, of course, Martyrs' Day for the Assyrian community. We commemorate and we honour the Assyrians that gave up their life so you can keep your heritage, you can keep your language, but most importantly, you can keep your identity. When we talk about Martyrs' Day, the meaning of martyrs is a very, very deep word, a word that can really get to us all. Martyrs means a person that is killed because of their religion or their beliefs. When you describe the word martyrs, I don't think there is anyone in this room that would think that that is a good cause or a righteous cause. That's why tonight we come together. It doesn't matter if you're Assyrian, it doesn't matter if you are Italian background like me, doesn't matter if you're like Dai Li from the Vietnamese background. We all come together to say what happened to the Assyrian community was a terrible injustice. Because as I stand here today with the Assyrian flag in front of me, the red, the blue and the red, the blue and the white, I should say, and the red, blue and white of the Australian flag behind me, the Assyrian community has paid a very heavy price when it comes to the martyring of their community. Whilst you've lost your homeland, I think the martyrs have given you inspiration to continue to fight for what is right, to continue to preserve your heritage, to continue to preserve your language. And it's important that we honour our martyrs. And I want to congratulate you for all the events, commemorations, and everything that you do to keep our community together. The truth is, governments can't do this. People can do this. You can only do it when it's in your heart. And the Assyrian community, to me, have shown a very, very big heart. A heart that you love who you are, you love your identity, and no matter what, you're proud Australians too, but no matter what, you will never forget your DNA, where you come from, where your grandparents came from, and when their grandparents came from. And that is a good thing. It's a good thing for our community, a good thing for this country, and a good thing for us all.
That was Mr. Frank Carboni, mayor of the city of Fairfield. Miqarda Daili, ab ay, muddila et sawo pisho wa sahda min sabab haymanutu jo Vietnam. Umuddila bud gabbarut duchet kulcha sahda bud nishet haymanutu itute.
It's such an honour to be included in your celebration tonight to mark Martyrs' Day. Martyrs Day, I know, is a very important and significant day for your community, acknowledging, paying tribute and respect to all those who died for faith. My great-great-great-great-grandfather was a martyr. He died for his faith. So I know what it's like when people make the personal ultimate sacrifice to keep our faith and to practice our faith and to continue to grow our faith. And as the mayor said, the Assyrian Australian community here in Fairfield really treasure and practice their faith and really embrace that faith and share this faith with our community. It's such an important thing that you are sharing your cultural heritage, knowledge and traditions with all of us here in Fairfield City. We live in one of the most multicultural and multi-faith electorates in the country. It is one of the most significant features of this beautiful city that I proudly share and talk about each time I'm in that Parliament House in Canberra. And I know that all of the cultural groups that we have here, including this Assyrian National Council, the Kaldin League, the Sabaean Mandaean community, All of this amazing cultures that you have shared with us here is such a great learning, and we are really grateful for that. On this special day for your community, I want to share with you, I suppose, for me, is a condolences because those who have passed, and we have to pay respect to their, you know, the sacrifice they have made. And while it's a day to commemorate, we also know that we have to celebrate because it's because of their sacrifice that you're all here, that you're all able to practice your faith and continue that faith here in our community.
That was Dai Li, member for FAULA, member for the federal government. رابا مخوب خوط متخوقاتوخن الوقات من مشوخياتت بش المقروة اينا بإيقوت الدانا شامة وخليماس خمتخلن. خرابي أنور أتو نقرا عادل دنو نقرا مولادة أبرم ونقرا يوسف منشي واخنا نجي مقروة نخدم شوختا بدها نسبة. إنا ماسيتن اتخزيتن ومشميتن الله بخشتوخن على باتا ات فيسبوك ات زوع ديمقراطية آتورايا كت كل خرزة بيش المسغلة ومتوقاتخن تاما جو من يختا ويلا برست اتبقن بخكمة من عليما وعليماتا تيرا وطاما بقارقات ايوة مودي لأو الصورة بشواقيلة آتي وخضري قداها يوما وننقايوتة علي موثا تشاركي جوت خاوندياتي مش ميخ الدنت بقياتي.
I'm Babel Isho. I'm currently in my 30s studying business and medical science. This special bond is actually the stories that I actually heard from my grandparents, my grandpa, the killings and the sufferings of the tragedy of my Assyrian nation that went through the horrific moments. These stories actually, they were told by my grandfather that went through these.
It's something that you will not forget.
Yes.
That what they went through. Now, if we compare that to your life now, today, in Australia, in the past 8 years, what big difference do you see? How lucky you are compared to the situation they were in?
Very lucky compared to, they've been through so many things, the horrific moments. My life right now, like all the Assyrians, is easy life. Like the history is very, very horrific and terrifying. The tragedy is very bad. The moments they went through, they will live with them like forever.
The trauma,
the suffering, the killings. Yeah, they will remember it.
You here can do whatever you want.
Yeah, free.
And bless this country.
My name is Morel Araha. I am a mental health project officer for START. I work for the Assyrian community.
You're born here, obviously.
Yes.
And you've grown up here. Mm-hmm. You're attending the Assyrian Martyr Day, which is for all the martyrs or people who fell for the sake of their nation and to preserve their heritage, history, and identity. But we are thousands and thousands of miles away. What is the bond that bonds you to this event and to be present here?
Well, more importantly than anything, we have a shared ancestry, a shared history, a shared language, shared traditions and shared customs. Me, an Assyrian born here in Australia, and Assyrian martyrs who died in the homeland, Bet Naharan, have a shared love for Arthur. See, my bond is an emotional bond and a physical bond and a spiritual bond, one that bridges past and present. It is a bond of inspiration and resilience, strengthened by grief and pain, and that has always been present in our people, and that is something I want to forever continue because our people died for us to be living here, and I wouldn't be here talking to you today had it not been for those sacrifices.
But at the same time, you're born to Australia.
I was born here in Australia, but I can't deny that I wouldn't be here had it not been for everything that had happened before me.
My name is Sabrina Bazan. I'm a third-year student studying Bachelor of Laws in Business. The bond between an Assyrian in the diaspora and a Mara from their homeland is often profound. It reflects a sense of shared identity, historical continuity and collective memory, which is why we're here today. For Assyrians in the diaspora, martyrs who have suffered or died in the homeland symbolize the struggle and resilience of their people, which we reflect here today. These martyrs become emblematic of the challenges faced by their community and the sacrifices made for their culture and religious preservation. This connection strengthens their sense of belonging and commitment to their heritage, which is what we reflect today, even while they live far from their ancestral lands.
My name is Thomas Yuhannes. I'm studying linguistics, and I'm currently in the Assyrian Students Association of Australia.
And the association, Student Association of Australia, Assyrian Students Association, I think they've been working very hard to implement the Assyrian identity and the heritage, but yet maintaining that we are all Australians.
That's right. So the point of the association is to not only bring Assyrian students together at universities, but also to educate non-Assyrians about our identity and our culture in Australia.
Coming here to this occasion, which is the Martyrs' Day, which is for the 7th of August 1933, where the massacre happened. But of course, this is Martyrs' Day throughout the centuries. What brings you here?
The main thing that brings me here is growing up and listening to stories from grandparents, like my grandma, and not her, but explaining how her grandparents fled the genocide. And when I think of the genocide, I normally straight away think to those stories that my grandma would have spoken to me about how her family escaped the sufferings. And that makes me even more proud to, and I feel a sense of privilege to be even able to be here and to speak my language and to practice my culture in the safety of Australia.
Your bond to Australia, as an Australian-born young man.
My bond to Australia. Without Australia, I wouldn't be able to have learnt my language at an Assyrian school, to practice culture, practice language freely without discrimination or any persecutions. It would have been different if maybe I grew up back home.
And how important is studying languages in Australia, to be linguistic in Australia?
I don't know how important it is for Australians to be, like for Australia, but for Assyrians, we have some people studying linguistics, but I think there needs to be a bigger focus on it, especially if we're trying to keep our language alive.
The Seyfo massacre committed by the Ottomans in the 1915 has been officially recognised by the governments of New South Wales and South Australia. However, the Turkish government has consistently maintained that the deaths of thousands of Armenians, Assyrians and Greeks were the result, the aftermath of World War I, attributed the losses to war, famine and displacement rather than acknowledging them as acts of genocide committed by the Ottomans. يومت سهدي ليلة اختي يومت برمن سمالي إلا إلى كل دوخة بيشي نعويدة وكل قطلة الأنتا آتوريتا بخواشة برموني وقتل عمة اتوينا وبريشة إيت برمان ينقتل عمة سيفو البوتسمو خمسسر بيت شلطانة عطمانايا وآها ينخا بيشي عويدة على Aturae, Arimnae, Uyunae. Sultana et New South Wales, go Australia, am Sultan et South Australia, Tirwe Mudiena bidaha qtalamma. Inna Sultan et Australia, hala lele Mudie ebbe, uiten atrawate, prishet Mudiena bidaha qtalamma. Atharamshe roba ulsainat peshi emmina e tinye ka. متلتت إقارة وبريشة إيت إيمن بتال اليوم السهدة سبب يوم السهدة يكل تيول سهدة إن آني تمبلون جو ميدن بلاشا ين أن تمبلون بهمانوتي التخمنتا والإيتوتا إت آني همونة وبيو
دولت تركيا لمودية بود شربت قتل عما من سبب موديتا بود جنوسايد بيش الخزية بيتربة تركيا أغدى سبختة على هيايوتا انتنيتا أتشت شي 1815 اتلون الصورة بمشت أست دولتا تركيا تخدتا وموديتا بقتل عما بيش الخزية أخ ملكنت التشعيت وسعرانة أطرة تركيا إلى خامن سباب الساية أطرة تركيا لمودة بيت قتل عما ينجنخة بريلة الأطراية أرمناية ويوناية أنا ونينوس إيمانويل مقروي قطوخن اللقاطة من عودوتة يوم السهدة بيشه مريزة بيت زوا ديمقراطية أطرايا مخوبة نشميتون بزودة مش ممنوع على أبل بودكاست جوجل بودكاست سبوتفاي ينب أرخد كل بودكاست اتلوخن